We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. He's Greg Pickle, answering your Penn State football questions. If you are unaware, if you download the Keystone Sports app, just search it out on the App Store. It's Keystone Sports. Download it. There's an Ask Greg button for you to fire away questions. The segment brought to you by tailgatewine.com. If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that Penn State fan in your life, you got to check out tailgatewine.com, the blue and white wine gift box. Also have some wine and barbecue pairings with sauces and rubs. You can check it all out at tailgatewine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. The best question today, as determined by Gregory Pickle, will get a bottle of Tailgate Wine. And we will contact you via email. But you can't win that bottle of wine without asking the questions. We got some good ones for you today as the dust is settling on the 2018 season, the Citrus Bowl loss to Kentucky. We've got some questions with the recruiting, and I think we got some other miscellaneous things, some good contenders for you, Greg. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
This one came in most recently. It's from Jeremy in Pittsburgh. It says, hi, Greg. Are there any under-the-radar guys at this point that Franklin may pull on or before signing day? Someone like a Dotson last year, Castro Fields like the previous year. Thanks, all. Appreciate the awesome podcast. You're welcome, Jeremy.
Well, that's starting off strong. You're right. Yeah, I think Nestor probably falls in that category, right? I mean, I don't see – you talk about Dotson, he was committed to UCLA, but Chip Kelly took over, and he wasn't going to fit in Chip Kelly's offense for one reason or another, so he comes to Penn State. Obviously, things worked out pretty well for him, and then you had Tariq Castro Fields, the guy that Penn State gets, sort of similar to Noah Kane, where it's a signing day decision. So, yeah, I would say Nestor probably falls in that category, the Huntington kid – visited Penn State a few times, still committed to Ohio State. We'll see. I think the Lions actually flip him in the end.
It seems to be. So not everything can be predicted in recruiting. There's always a pretty good list of mutual interest. There's a good list that's comprised of guys who are on campus frequently or are clearly interested and clearly view Penn State as leaders. There are other surprises, just like Jeremy mentioned there with the Jahan Dotson, you know, his recruitment committing to UCLA before Chip Kelly gets involved. Doug Nestor, I agree, is a guy that could be a surprise in the end. And James Franklin, you know, he mentioned on the first signing day that, you know, most of their guys, they try to avoid the stress of these last minute decisions. Noah Kane was one of them back in December. Yep. There will be one or two of them at the February deadline as well. Doug Nestor, one to watch. He would be a huge get late in the cycle if you can flip him from Ohio State. There is some vulnerability there with the change in coaching staff, right, and all that. And James Franklin, really among the best in the country of detailing why exactly Penn State is the best choice for some of these guys. So we'll see what happens. Good question there, because you know, you try to predict surprises, but they wouldn't be surprises if you could predict them.
Right. That's always my favorite part of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What surprise do you expect? Well, it won't be a surprise if we share our thought.
Justin from Muncie. Well, another compliment here. First of all, love your work and everyone at Penn Live and KSN. Very detailed and realistic. My question is, when you write an article, how do you deal with the comments and all the negativity from the armchair quarterbacks in the comment section? Seems like a lot of fans are unrealistic on how major college football works.
Well, you don't read the comment section. That's the first thing. No, we do. Yeah, I don't know. I think that, you know, we all would kind of agree, sit around talking about this. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. We just sit behind microphones and share it for a couple hours each week. I mean, it is what it is, you know, and I think there's some armchair quarterbacking going on in all walks of life, not just, you know, us with the Penn State football program, fans with the Penn State football program, fans with what we do. So I don't really think it's as pressing of a concern as maybe it would seem like from the outside.
So I think, and I think this subject has come up a few times over the past, really last year or two. When you graduate from a program that is trying to make it,
right.
To a team that has made it, which I would put Penn State in that category. They're not exactly where they want to be.
Right.
They're certainly not exactly where Penn State's fan base wants them to be. But it happens with everyone. There's a certain entitlement that comes along with it. So that that's where the armchair quarterbacks come in there. You question everything. You know, I think it's hilarious that there's Alabama fans who are complaining and moaning about what's going on with their team when they are, you know, one of the most successful teams at any level of athletics that you'll ever see. There are still complaints about what Nick Saban is or isn't doing. So, yeah, so that just comes with the territory. As far as comments and negativity, it does get to a point where – and there was a point where at Penn Live they really wanted us to engage in the comment section of stories. Thankfully we don't have to do that anymore because it's best to just avoid that. And I say that because the least rational voices tend to be the loudest voices. And the challenge when you are doing any kind of Penn State content, audio or video or writing it, whatever, is telling this group of fans something that they don't already know. I mean, that's always the objective, right? Mm-hmm. And you do it by your years of experience, or in your case, your access to the coaches, your access to the players, your general finger on the pulse of the team.
Right.
But that gets harder and harder and harder to do. Really, like what we view our job to do, certainly here, is not tell you what's happening with the team, what the news is with the team, because there's a good chance you already know that, but try to frame it in a way that helps you think about it differently.
Right.
And as long as I feel like we do that, which we generally do in print and on here, I feel pretty good about what we're doing. The armchair quarterbacks are always going to be there, and absolutely the best thing you can possibly do with them is ignore them. I know that comments that come through on KSN podcasts, we see most of them, and you know it's meaningful whenever you tell us we are doing what we set out to do, which, you know, fortunately for us, that seems to be the majority of comments.
From time to time.
We do get, you know, the last one, and I've brought it up on a few podcasts, the idea of being negative. Look, you know, that's our armchair quarterbacks. They want it both ways. They want to be negative, but they want to hear positive commentary.
Right.
And you can't really have it both ways. When the team is doing stuff that makes you call into question what they're doing or why they're doing it, mm-hmm. that's what we're going to do. And that's when we get some feedback that's on the negative side. But fair question from Justin there. And I know I appreciate somebody wanting to understand, you know, what our thoughts and feelings are.
Absolutely.
Not as just voices behind a microphone, but as real human beings.
Real people.
How do you accept that kind of criticism? I'll tell you, it gets easier with time
yep.
to have people call you an idiot, but it never really fully gets easy. And that's why I think you avoid the comment section. Why do I need that?
Right.
I know I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Don't need reaffirmed.
It's one thing for me to call myself an idiot. It's another thing right. for you to call me an idiot.
Indeed.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg, brought to you by tailgatewine.com. We're working through some things that I didn't think were going to come up this week, but good for you, Justin. Chris from Boston, is Michael Mennett best utilized at center? He struggled this year, which that could be subjective, but I do not know if you have a better option at the position. Would it be in his and Penn State's best interest to try him at guard? Your thoughts, Gregory?
No, probably not. I mean, I think, you know, obviously a lot depends on what Penn State – with Steven Gonzalez not coming back, basically they just need Mike Miranda to do what he's been doing, which is continue to progress and develop and stay on the right track. And then at the end of the day, you know, make a move to a starting level. So, no, I don't think that'll be the case.
So that's the broad objective anywhere, but certainly yeah. on the offensive line where you can dive into that too deep a little bit more. It's not like quarterback where one guy is going to gobble up all the reps. You're trying to get guys to a level of preparedness to make the leap when their time is called.
Right.
And experience and practice reps and all that stuff factor into it. I don't think you can fairly say that Michael Mennett struggled.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that either, for sure.
I think he's built for that job. It's hard to do that as a first-year starter anywhere, but I think he's going to grow into that position. I don't suspect that you're going to see a change there. Mike Miranda would be a candidate if they were to do kind of what they did with the McGovern
right.
Mennett swap this year, but I think it makes a lot more sense for Mennett to stay where he is and for them to go elsewhere at guard and tackle.
Agreed.
Mike from Lake Winola, This one's for Dustin, Greg, and Jim. Jim, you might want to get close to a microphone if this does pertain to you. One of the biggest critics of this team, including the coaching staff and, heck, even the fan base, but the realist in me has to think 9 wins is okay for the first down slash rebuilding year. Same thing happened to Alabama a few years back with even more talent. Am I wrong? I mean, 2017 was really the first blue chip ratio class, and it's only gotten better since. I love that blue chip ratio is making its way into everyday language.
Yes, absolutely. That's fantastic. For those that don't know, it's a SB Nation metric of what? Basically, your ratio of 4- and 5-star recruits to 2- and 3-star recruits.
Yeah. And I think Penn State has been trending up recruiting wise, but I think in 2018, just to intercept a little bit, you know, you saw the concerns before the year began. There were concerns that we talked about that ended up playing themselves out. You know, defense had some struggles in the early part of the year inside and up the middle of the defense. What we didn't see coming was the struggles at wide receiver, for example, but this was a year where Penn State was in a position to take steps backwards.
Yeah.
And we knew that.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that there's certainly reason for optimism in the new year. The problem I have is that kind of what you just said. You know, Penn State knew that it had these issues, these question marks going into the season, and it never felt like they were able to address them adequately. Yeah. Special teams consistently were an issue. Drop passes consistently were an issue. That's where I think you have a little bit of concern, because to take the next step forward, you need to keep developing guys and keep making the next step in everything that you're doing. It kind of felt like Penn State didn't really do that this year.
So, yeah, 9 wins is okay for the first down rebuilding year. I think it's one thing to say that. It's another thing to live it out and to see how those losses occurred. Like, to lose to Michigan State the way they lost to Michigan State is discouraging. To lead Ohio State again into the fourth quarter and lose that lead is discouraging. You know, losing to Kentucky in the Citrus Bowl, I think you had the better team in that game. You shouldn't have lost it. But at the end of the day, I think 9 wins is fine. And I think it's harder to deal with that when you're watching the 3 losses occur.
Right.
You know, at the end of the year, the dust settles. You look at the win-loss record on the schedule. You say, okay, that's fine. But then to see how that happened and the feel for the team, the questions about the coaching staff and game day management and special teams issues and wide receiver issues, that is what makes 9 wins not feel like 9 wins.
Exactly.
All right, who had the best question?
Let's go with that one there. I think that was a good way to close things out here. Obviously, you have some reason for hope, but some reason for skepticism as well this year.
Mike from Lake Winola, getting a bottle of tailgate wine. We will be in touch. Don't forget to submit your questions on the Keystone Sports app. Click that Ask Greg button. Fire off your best question. Maybe you can win a bottle of wine from tailgatewine.com. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. And always check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and download the Keystone Sports app.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.